That was amazing. That was so good. Anytime I listen to anything by My Queen Maria, I have to like sit back and like and just like let it play, like let it feel through me. Anyways, we're at the top of the hour. Let's play some special messages. We'll be back in a bit. And yeah, I'll see you in about a few minutes. Listen to these special messages coming up.
What I do?
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM
Oñanta. What I do? It's all just inside jokes.
What I do? That should be one.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma. Not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back and hope you had a restful break. Here's some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 20th, join the Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the reception desk. Also happening on Monday, join Activities Council for their seasonal arts and crafts event. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge. On Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m., join SUNY Oñanta for a transfer talk roundtable conversation. This will be happening in the Welcome Center from 12 to 1 p.m. Lastly, on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a round of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, join SUNY Oñanta's Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Medication Take Back Day. This will be happening from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Also happening on Wednesday, join the Global Education Office for Study Abroad Edition Trivia. This will be happening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their showing of Corpse Bride. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. Hope to see you there. On Friday, join WONY for our event Hollow WONY, featuring live bands like Coleslaw, The Witch, and Buffalo Joe and the Hobos. Costumes are encouraged. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for the return of Spooky Skate Jam. This will be happening from 1 to 9 p.m. on Water Street. Also happening on Saturday, join the GSA for Drag Ball. This will be happening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the ballroom. Lastly, on Sunday, join the Activities Council for a Halloween decorating party. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oñanta. Have a great week, everyone, and keep it locked.
Me when I'm low-key keeping it locked, though. Like, I hope you guys keep it locked. We're so back. Welcome to hour two of Miscellaneous Music. If you're just tuning in now, welcome. My name is DJ Lonnie. I do this almost every Saturday. I try to. Anyways, yeah. So this is how I'm feeling. I'm trying to feel like geeked right now. So this is the goal that I'm trying to feel right now. Yeah! But I'm feeling like really like snooze fest. Like I don't know. I'm feeling really sleepy and like I don't know. I need to start doing like jumping jacks in here or something. I'm fighting the urge to like fall asleep. I had a presentation for the Prism conference this morning. BT Dubs woke up like maybe 20 minutes before I was supposed to leave, so that was terrible. But the presentation went well. I had a really great time, so that was good. But it was just very, very early, and I'm very, very tired. But yeah, that's my little personal Lonnie update. Anyways, let's go back to the music. That's what the people are here for. This next song is a new 5 Seconds of Summer release, Not Okay. They're kind of giving like K-pop group here, like, I don't know, like the all caps, like, I don't know. Whoa. They're giving K-pop group in this like little thing too. Whoa, okay. This came out. This is not that new. It's new to me. September 24th. That's pretty new, I guess. But yeah, I haven't heard this. I'm also not really a big 5 Seconds of Summer person. But hey, you gotta try everything, you know? You gotta try everything. Try Again by Jaehyun. Great song. Yeah. But this is gonna be Not Okay. I don't really remember what this one sounds like either. I was like, oh yeah, like I was listening to this. Whole. Like I literally don't remember what this sounds like at all. So your guess is as good as mine, honestly, unless you have heard this. But yeah, let's like everything's breaking. Let's like low key just like hop in. Like let's just hop in. Like let's do it. Okay, let's go. Holy peak. I think I've said holy peak at least like 4 times during the show. At least 5. Maybe like 6, 7. But cue the laugh track, guys. Anyways, I like that a lot. I couldn't stop staring at the album cover while I was playing. They look like Bitmojis. Like they have like giant heads and like small bodies, and I'm kind of scared. But the concept is really tough. How old are they? I'd like not that like I'd like Like, I just, like, how long has 5 Second Summer, like, existed? Does anyone know? Anyone call in. Call in if you know. Just kidding. Don't actually call in. I mean, if you want to call in, like, I'm not going to stop you. But, like, I can just look it up. Like, it's okay. You don't have to call in. Let's see. Actually, let's just look it up. Let's look it up together. 5 Seconds of Summer debut. Is that, like, can I say that? Like, debut? 2011. Oh, my goodness. It's been 14 years? 14 years. 14 years. Whoa, that's crazy. Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's fire. I'm so glad they're still making music. That's like, amazing. Being in a band for 14 years. Wow. Anyways. Yeah, that was really good. I like that. The next is some Tame Impala. You know, like, I have to indie max. Like, I have to put in the Tame Impala. Like, you know, like, I love me some Tame. I love me some Impala. So, yeah. This is Oblivion. This is from their new release, Deadbeat. And I like Dracula a lot. Dracula's really good. That song with Joe... Was it Dracula that came out? Was that... The song was... This was a song with Joe Keery. Joe Keery can't act anything without a bike in it. Where's... What song is that one? I don't know. Whatever one, the one that Joe Keery was, like, in the music video for, that was fire. Big fan of that. Yeah. But anyways, this is Oblivion. I haven't listened to the full EP, so I'm excited. Let's freaking dive in, though, low-key.
Oh,
That was good. Who's surprised? I like that. I have heard that some people are not enjoying this EP. Whoa, things are exploding on the computer. That people aren't enjoying this EP very much, but why don't we all care about like my opinion more? I think everyone should start caring about my opinion more, and I like it, so that's what matters the most. What's like the lore here? Is it only, I feel like I asked this last time, but like I'm like, why does it only say Kevin Parker? Like, is the rest of Tame Impala not doing something? There apparently is four of them, but like, are they not all doing something? Because they're only talking about Mr. Kevin over here, Mr. Parker. So I'm a little confused. Anyways, next song is, we're heading back into K-pop. This is low-key just the Luna section. Like, it's a song by Eve, a song by Kim Lip, and then Obsess, then a song by Artemis. Literally all Luna. Like, only Luna, actually. So, yeah, like, let's get into that. The first song is by Eve and Brady. It's Aibo. A-I-B-O. Aibo. Aibo. Yeah. It's on her Soft Error X album, which is exciting. I like all of Eve's music a lot. So, fun fact, my friend just, like, literally met her. Like, fan sign. Like, met her, which is, like, crazy. Like, I could, like... And for those who aren't, like, K-pop fans, like, a fan sign is, like, the idol is, like, present. Like, it, like, the idol is, like, present in, like, a place. And you literally, like, wait in a line. You get to go up and talk to them for, like, a minute. And it's, like, crazy. I don't know what I would do if I'd be able to, like, be normal at a fan sign. Like, I don't know. I just, like, I'm, like, so into, like, K-pop. Like, I don't know if I'd be, like, not, like, I'd be, like, weird. I'd just be, like, oh, my God. Like, I wouldn't know to say besides. Like, I really like your music. I like you a lot. Like, you're cool. Or, like, I guess. Anyways, Disciple, freaked, bratty. All of Eve's music is really good. Like, I really can't expect me not liking this. But, yeah, let's just dive straight in, honestly. Let's freaking do it.
Don't push me hard, day once would happen twice. You know I think about you every time, my day and night. Start me waking up too fast to sleep. Crazy calls from me up to everybody you see. Feels like you know how to feel. Can't you feel me, can't you feel my heartbeat real? Si pudiera elegir lo que quisiera sentir, hazme creer que si me quieres no tienes que fingir. Ellos no entenderán, tal vez te juzgarán. Solo tú y yo sabemos que lo nuestro es natural. Tantas vueltas que daría por ti.
Sorry, I was so unlocked. I was okay. Anyways, and that was great. And actually, I forgot when I like was going through this to see if I actually liked it enough. So there was a Spanish verse in it, like period. By Diva, Brady. I haven't heard of Brady before. We're gonna look into them after. But yeah, that was Aibo by Eve, and it was really good. I just like all of Eve's music is very like. She's like she has like the shortest songs ever in the world, unfortunately, but they're all just so good. Like in like non-K-pop terms, like she's like Korean Pink Panthers, honestly. Like for all of those who are not like K-pop or Korean, like pill, like Korean music pill, like she's literally like Korean Pink Panthers, and that's why they hit a song together. Stars featuring Eve. It's really good. She has a really good verse. I love her. Anyways, next song is Can You Entertain. This is Kim Lip's solo, and I know a thing or two about Luna. Not a lot of things, but I know a few things about Luna, and I'm really excited because when I was listening to this, just like see if I'd like it, I was like, oh, this sounds really good. So I'm really excited to listen to the whole thing. But yeah, this is Kim Lip. It's a short. It's also short. All these songs are short. It's a thing or two about K-pop, unfortunately. But yeah, this is I'm really excited. It's her new solo. It literally just came out like last week, so it's literally only been a week. I'm not super late to the party, so that's a plus. So let's just do it, honestly.
Give me that freaking thrill. Put on that fire, put on that fire. Come and make it fire. Let's go far, you better make me purr. Don't get joking, let her make your pie.
Okay, whoa, like, whoa. When she said, give me, what is it? Give me that spin, give me that lip, give me that filler, and her name is Kim Lip. Are you seeing this lyrical genius, like, this lyrical genius? Wow, not to glaze, but that was really good. Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's going to be stuck in my head all day. That was really good, guys. Wow, I'm, like, really gagged right now. Wow. And that was so fun. I like the beat. I like the lyrics. She looks really good on the album cover. I can't wait to watch the music video for this. Like, wow. Yeah, and that was Can You Entertain by Kim Lip. So, hashtag, if you need some new K-pop to tap into, tap into Kim Lip quickly. Everyone needs to tap into the Luna girls, because everything that they're doing is so good. Everything that they're doing is so good. Artemis, peak. Y'all ever heard Icarus? Lock into that if you haven't. But speaking of Artemis, the next song is by Artemis. It's going to be Obsessed by Artemis from their Club Icarus album. the title track for this song is Icarus, and it's so good. I think the music video was like movie core low key. I haven't seen it yet. I think it's like long. Like, one thing about me, I love a 20-minute, like, I love a 20-minute music video. Like, Eternally by TXT, that 20-minute lore-filled music video where, like, Yeonjun literally, like, dies at the end, like, is so good. Like, oh my gosh. Like, now I'm gonna listen to Eternally. Like, wow, it's so peak. Anyways, yeah, next song is Obsessed by Artemis, and yeah, I think it's gonna be good. What do you guys think? Anyways, also, you know, no, yeah, I don't have nothing else to say. Okay, let's dive in.
Get it.
Yep, that's all. Like, yep, that's all I have to say. Like, yep. Oh, that was so good. The Artemis girls are genuinely so, like, all of their music is just so good. Like, how are you that good at, like, music? Like, whoa. Oh, they released something new. Guys, they're on tour. Should I go? I wouldn't be able to go. None of these places are near us. Oh wow, that's so peak. Anyways. Yeah, that was Obsessed by Artemis, and now we're gonna, like, low-key switch gears into, I don't even know how to, like, I don't know, like, stuff I would listen to low-key. Whoa, the yawning is back. OMG. I thought we were over that hurdle, but apparently not. Like, the yawning never stops. I have, like, a glut. Hold on. Things are falling out of my pocket right now. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if you could hear what I just said. Anyways, yeah, so the next song is Into Lands by Lay Soul. And I don't really remember what this song sounds like, but I feel like I definitely would have liked it in middle school. And I did like it when I listened to it. Like, obviously, that's why it's, like, why I'm playing it. But I did like it. What is it called? Into Sands. Okay, cool. Single? Yeah, it's a single. Okay. Yeah, so this is Into Sands by Lay Soul. Let's just dive right in, honestly. Thank you. Really good. I was like sitting there and I was like, okay, like I need to like stop playing songs that like have such like a nice like chill like beat, because I'm literally falling asleep. But the yawning, but it was so good. And I, fun fact about me, oh my god, I'm stretching, sorry. Fun fact about me, I don't really make playlists like on my streaming apps. Like I kind of just like shuffle like songs that I have liked, but like this is making me like want to make like a playlist so I can like listen to these like songs often, because I feel like with, like, streaming apps, like, when you just shuffle things that you like, it just plays the same things over and over. Like, maybe I'm crazy, but it feels like it just plays the same things over and over. Like, maybe I need to get into making playlists again. Like, I need to lock in, because that was really good. It's making me want to make a playlist with a bunch of songs that sound similar to it. But, yeah. Anyways, that was Lay Soul into Sands. And this was released last year, which is really good. The next song is by The Two Lips. It's called Favorite Apple. It was released in 2023. And yeah, I don't remember what this one sounds like either, but it's gonna be similar to Into Sands. So yeah, let's just like dive right in, honestly. Or not, that's fine too.
Don't you?
that. That was really cute. Did you guys, so I, while I was, well, obviously you might not know, but while I was playing, I was kind of looking into the two lips, and they're these two girls who, they're from Los Angeles, and they both grew up in LA, and they were online friends, and they became friends because, like, they're shared music taste, and they met up, and they started hanging out, and they were like, let's make music. And one of them graduated with, like, a music industry, like, degree, and the other one was a teacher. But that's, like, crazy, like, guys, if you have friends and you're like, we low-key just like have to like get on like this music stuff, like lock in, like that was amazing and I'm liking it, and they just sold out their first US headline tour, like keep making music with your friends, keep doing stuff, like it'll go somewhere, it'll go somewhere, I believe. I think that's so cool, like being able to, like, I don't know, make something with some, like with a friend, like even like, I don't know, I feel like just art with people, I mean, it can go either way, because, like, it's, like, if something happens, like, that sucks, and it's, like, someone you care about, but also, like, I feel like art, people that you know and people that you care for, obviously, is just so good. Like, it's always going to be, like, better. It's going to be more personal, I feel like. But that's just my opinion. Anyways, the next song is Tu, Tu by Maye, I think. And I don't remember what the song sounds like either, but I'm pretty sure it was good. I can believe that. So yeah, honestly, like, let's just get right into it. Like, I don't really have a lot to say, so let's just hop in, low-key.
Busco lo que escondes.
That was just incredibly relaxing. That was so good. Oh my goodness. Oh, this song came out in 2019 actually. And I was looking at my, I don't know if I'm saying her name right. I hope I am. But yeah, she's Venezuelan and she's from LA. Which is cool. I like, yeah. She has she has a really good voice. Yeah, she has an MP. I didn't know that. And she toured with the Marías and Faye Webster. Wow. That's so cool. Oh my gosh. That's so cool. Like, I don't know. I feel like even looking at the people where it's like, these are just like normal people who like can sing and have musical like ideas and talents, and they just like get like popular, like, which is like crazy. Anyways, that was really good. The next song is by Coward Syndrome. It's called Itches. We're getting late into the game here, people. Oh my goodness. Is it like dark outside? Is it gonna start getting dark soon? I don't know what time the sun goes down. I'm like getting scared. Like, why is it dark though? We were like doing our OK sleepover event yesterday. Like, it got dark out of nowhere. Like, before even OK Crew was over. And I was like, are you serious? But anyways, next song is Itches by Coward Syndrome. I hope it isn't dark outside because I'm gonna go in there. And let's freaking go. Sounded like Sophia Nygaard there. You know, any of y'all tapped into Sophia Nygaard? She's so peak. I love her. Anyways, that was good. That was cute. I was like trying to like look up them, but they don't really. I couldn't really find anything. And I think they've only released one EP album. That was in 2023. Itches. Well, no, sorry. Coward Syndrome by Coward Syndrome, of course. The next song is Snooper. No, what? Switch that. Next song is Guard Dog by Snooper. I haven't heard the song at all, so I'm really excited to react to it. Yeah, honestly, we have about 10 minutes left. Let's dive right in. Probably this one will be two more songs, and I'll sign off, and I'll see you guys next week. Yeah, I'll see you guys next week for Halloween weekend, of course. I don't know if I'll be able to do a spooky theme. I want to do a spooky theme, but I don't know if I know enough spooky music. That's for me. That's for me to find out. That's for me to, like, figure out and for you to, like, see when next weekend. Anyways, this is Snooper Guard Dog. Let's just do it, honestly. That was really good. Okay. Whoa, what? That was good. I, like, the first few seconds I was like, wait a minute, like, I don't know if I'm feeling this, and then, like, kept going, and I was like, wait, no, I'm liking this a lot, actually. So that was good. That was Guard Dog by Snooper. I like that. I may have to look into Snooper some more, because that was really good. So we've reached 4:51. The next song is Chelsea Dagger by the Fratellis. This song came out in 2006. That was the year I was born, actually. I wonder when, what day. Whoa, excuse me, I'm so sorry. January 1st, 2007. Well, I think they're lying. Anyways, yeah, this came out in 2006. I remember liking it when I listened to, like, a little bit of it, so I'm excited. Let's just, like, dive right in, honestly. Let's get these songs in, people.
your hat around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking out to me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hard, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could. I just have kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me care, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Okay, well, listening to that, I realized that I was like, wait, do I know this? But I don't. Like, where have I heard this before? Anyways, we're getting to the end of the line here, guys. Like, I don't know, we're getting to the end of the line. I'm trying to think because I know I'm trying to think of what I want to play last. I still have some options. But anyways, I wonder... Yeah, I can play it and then we can come back on after, honestly. So, yeah. Next song is going to be my Required Tomorrow by Together song, of course. No, that's not... Oh, my voice is going. It's so over. I'm so thirsty. I have to drink water as soon as I get out of here. But yeah, this is a new TXT release. It's Can't Stop. It's off their Starkist Japanese album, and it's peak. Whoa. What's that? Clear. What's that though? Because that's not. Is it too niche? Like, why is it not here though? Like, what? Wait, low key. Like, why is it not here though? What? Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is their new released. I'm excited. Yeah, let's just honestly just like get right into it. I'm gonna hop on this. Let's go. It's so good. The music video is so good. Please watch it. If you're interested in K-pop. And yeah, let's freaking do it. Stop, calling me, can't stop, calling me, can't stop, calling me, can't stop, calling me, you.
your name. Cause she gave to my key, I gotta drive. Save a day or more, go to the night, hotel in my life. Kimi to boku de, nika de kumi ma. Tonight de, kono te, sekai ga, kawaru made. Can't stop, girl, you can't stop, girl, you can't stop, girl, you can't stop, cause I need you. Can't stop, calling you can't stop, calling you can't stop, cause I need you.
What a way to end Miscellaneous Music Number 4 with a peak TXT song. Oh my gosh, everything they release is so good. Like, it genuinely makes me angry. Sometimes I'm like, just like why are you so good at what you do? Like, what do you mean? Like, why though? Anyways, yeah, honestly, like, me signing off, low-key, like, me when I sign off, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, weekend. Go out, do something, have some fun, hang out with your friends, call your mom, call your dad, talk to your parents, and I'll be back next Saturday at 3 o'clock on the dot. And yeah, so take these final messages while I go, and I'll see you guys soon, honestly. And yeah. Okay, wait. No, though. Okay, wait. No, bye for real now. Okay, bye.